Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You were arrested for pissing. I was arrested for pissing as well.
All right. I mean, it's pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah. They said I'd get 20 years because my stream was so long. Yeah. Oh, we're recording? Right. Okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to The Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, but a number one person in the UK. Today, I have two very special guests. Two people. I have Finn and Belle.
Hi.
Also known as Real Life Cucks.
Yes. AKA. So, you guys are cucks. Real cucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of us actually.
Right, so tell me a bit more about that.
I mean, yeah, I like watching Belle get ploughed by other men and women.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I like cleaning up.
Whoa. And are you married?
No.
No,
not yet.
Oh, but you're a long-term partner.
Yeah. Yes.
How long have you been together?
Coming up to 5 years.
5 years. Mm-hmm. And you watch her get ploughed?
Yeah.
How long have you been watching her get ploughed?
Four? Mm-hmm. Four? In fact, you know what? The whole five, to be totally fair.
Whoa.
Because Belle's been in this.
But filming it.
But filming
for
it.
For about three.
Yeah, for about three. And then it switches.
And then it switched because I originally wasn't a cuck queen. But then kind of did it a couple of times. And I was like, oh, actually, I really like this. And then we're filming that as well, and it's actually a real niche.
Yeah, because there's not many doing that.
No, there isn't actually.
And yeah. It's so much fun. So I just sit there normally with my toy just watching him.
Yeah, we try not to do it when we film it for the sort of adult stuff. We tend not to do the sort of humiliation side, because there's not many of us in the sort of industry, should we say, who actually show their face.
Oh,
a lot of the cooks are very, you know, they wear masks
because
a lot of it is quite, you know, degrading, but we keep that to our personal
kind of
life, if you know what I mean, because I am into that as well. I'm into like
the degradation.
Yeah.
But not on camera.
But
that's
on
kind
camera.
Of like personal.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting, because that's all, I feel like normally the other way around, like it'd be like the degradation for camera.
But then, maybe less, when you do the degradation on camera, that's when people automatically think that that is you.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make
sense.
Because
I'm a bit of a switch.
Right.
So I can switch roles quite easy. So I've had it, say we've been to AVN or whatever, and you know, a lot of the guys out there, the Americans are a bit different to sort of the British people. No offense, America, I love you. But they can judge you. Like, because our name is Real Life Cooks, right?
Yeah.
And then they're probably... they just think I'm a simp. It's like, nah.
No.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Because we do a bit of everything, don't we?
We just do a bit of everything.
We're just sluts.
I
love that.
Yeah.
The slut police are coming.
They're coming
like,
for us.
You are underestimating too slutty.
Yeah.
What's the most amount of men you've watched Belle fuck?
22?
20,
Well, probably more. In one go. 24, 25. Because I was kind of getting stuck in there as well.
But. Yeah, including you and the partners that were there. I think it was 25.
Yeah, about 25.
What? So you watched... Yeah. Wait, so you watched 25 guys fuck Belle?
Yeah, there was three other girls as well.
So there was four girls and then 25 guys.
And you weren't filming?
I was filming and also kind of... There was like four guys filming. Right. Obviously it's like a mass...
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And yeah, I was just having a wank as well. You know?
No. How did you guys fall into it then? The like... cucking and the
right
open.
So for me it'll probably be more than you, because I think you were relatively new to it. In fact,
totally new to the whole cucking thing, but then because you were doing it, I was like, I got a bit intrigued and I was like, oh, I want to have a go.
Yeah. So for me, I was in the Royal Marines. So I spent a long time away in doing whatever, and you ended up not really having much sort of female connection or sort of whatever, because you're always away with lads basically. And yeah, so if I ever had partners, which was quite rare to be honest, there was that thing in me where I was like, do you know what, I don't want to be cheated on. I may as well just try and let this happen but make a kink out of it. So like whilst I was away, I'd say, oh, just go and fuck someone and take pictures, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, that would kind of I think that's where it kind of stemmed from.
And then, and so then did it almost become like a sort of a requirement and a preference in a relationship?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think it's needed.
For you, or in general, you think it's needed?
I'd say for me personally.
I don't think you'd be able to be with a vanilla person.
Oh, I couldn't be with a vanilla person. I've been snags since a very early age. So as we all probably have.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie, but
I'm still a virgin actually, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe
Do you believe a viewers? But yeah, I think that's where it stemmed from, and then coming back, having the opportunity. And I'm from a place called the Isle of Man, which is like,
I've heard of it. Yeah,
it's so backward. It's like 30-40 years behind, so like anything to do with sex is like, you know, you're gonna get on the wicker man, you know.
Oh my god,
burnt alive.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, yeah, I can't imagine they even have gay people there.
Well, do you know what, they only did a pride, when was it, 2-3 years ago? So their first pride was only like 2 or 3 years ago. And the general public hated it.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, what, that is,
how
that
many people were at the parade?
God knows. But it's, don't forget, it's only 80,000 people.
Right.
So everyone knows your business. Like, I got blacklisted over there because I was fucking everyone, basically.
We did?
Yeah.
Like,
so
basically
like,
kicked out of the island.
Well, pretty much. Because even though I was like, oh, this is just normal and me and great, you can't do that over there. Because everyone starts, you know, everyone believes in that fairy tale still over there, you know, where Prince Charming's coming along, you know. You're going to live happily ever after. But the beauty about it is it's a contradiction, because they're all fucking around behind people's backs. Where I'm like, I'm open. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The farmers be doing some, the fishermen.
Yeah. But then I met Belle and I came over here and it's like, we go to kink clubs and it's great.
Yeah. How did you two meet?
Through someone that's actually in the industry, Billy King, his name is.
Okay.
And he's also an ex-Marine. So I was friends with him already, and he'd gone back to the Isle of Man to go and see his family. And these two ended up kind of rekindling their friendship. And they ended up in Billy's brother's hot tub. Don't know what they were doing anyway. But they then posted up a picture online, and I basically slid in Finn's DMs.
Oh, so you were in the industry already?
Yes.
Yeah. But were you in the industry?
No, I was actually a firefighter.
Okay.
So I was a firefighter on the Isle of Man, and then I met Belle. Literally came over for a week.
We were talking about 2 hours a night over a video call for about a week or two, and then you come over to visit.
And I didn't go back.
And then he basically went back, quit his job, packed bags, and like basically moved in.
Within, honestly, probably a weekend. Yeah. And then I transferred to Luton.
Okay, yeah. And so did you know that he was into like the cuckolding?
I didn't know he was into the cuckolding, but I knew that he was a kinky wronger.
Filth.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. A filthy perv.
A filthy perv. Yeah. I was like, that is my kind of guy.
Yeah. And so had you done any like open stuff before?
Yeah. So I'd been going to like fetish clubs since I was 18.
Oh, okay.
So I've kind of always been around like kink stuff and going to after parties and play and fun and stuff happening.
Yeah.
So like outside of work, I was already kind of doing that kind of stuff. I'd never been to a swingers club before. I was mainly kind of in the kink world. And you introduced me to the whole swingers.
Let's talk about club. That, actually. Sorry.
I'm not go right. for it. You're
like
over
so
it.
Like, yeah, the kink scene versus the swing scene.
Oh, what's the difference?
It's... There's, to be honest, there's not much, but there is. So it sounds like there's not, but the difference is actually quite crazy. So I was introduced to the kink scene from Bell, and then I brought Bell into the swing scene because I've been swinging since 18, pretty much, since I was in the military. And way before a certain website came out and you had to knock on blue doors and, you know, the...
Wow, that's pretty brave thing. As an 18-year-old.
Yeah, well, I was...
Swinging.
I was...
horny and no fear, I guess.
Well, I was basically told you're going and I was like, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was barely... I could barely give a blowjob at 18.
I could barely get hard. Still can't. I'm joking. No. But, yeah, kink scene then, I think it's more about, like, the fashion... The like freedom of being,
yeah,
freedom of expression,
which is cool. I love. I've got a few latex hoods and stuff I wear.
Do you ever think, God, I hope this podcast episode never ends? Well, guess what? It doesn't have to end because I have a Patreon with hours and hours and hours more podcast content. Oh my God. That's right. I have solo episodes of me jabbering on my own, but then I also have exclusive interviews where we get even more in depth into juicy topics that I can't talk about here. It is well worth the £4 subscription. I am telling you, you need to head over there. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow. It really helps support this podcast because guess what? I'm not the most brand friendly person. A lot of brands don't want to sponsor me. The world, it wants to silence me, but I cannot be silenced over on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thecatbakershow.
It's cool. Put myself through purgatory. Mm. Whereas swinging is more about fucking.
Yeah, because kink nights can also just be like music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you been to a kink night?
I actually... haven't. I think I've been to like one, maybe.
What one?
Yeah, so kink nights are very much like you go there, there's like the dance floor area, everyone's dressed up, partying, having a good time. Then you've got like the dungeon area where there's lots of equipment, people being spanked and like kind of other kinkier shows.
It is cool.
Going on. And then there is a room for sex, but it's not like about that.
Yeah.
Whereas you go into a swinging club, you kind of go in like a sexy dress, probably within about half an hour, everyone's in their lingerie.
That's what I'm all about.
And fucking.
Yeah, that's, I've been to a swingers club, but not on a swingers night.
Yeah.
It was like, in Bristol, there's a place called like Dare 2, and it's like it's a nightclub sometimes, but then it's normally a swingers club.
But what I like about swingers clubs as well is that it isn't just about sex. You can go and just have a social, like you don't have to get naughty just because other
people. What's the food
people...
like at a swingers club? Is there food?
I mean,
you can get the
there's
old...
tacos.
Yeah.
Well, oh,
bananas.
Yeah. Hot dogs.
Oh, jammy dodgers.
Sometimes, if it, you know, if it just happens to
if
be...
If it's that time of the month.
That's that time of the month. It's all happened. It's happened to everyone. Well, not me, but I've experienced
it. Yeah. And are these, when you go to swingers, right, are these ones that you have to get like approved / invited to? Or are you going to like...
No, we're kind of chill. We're not like, we don't have that ego kind of thing. We'll just go to any event, really. And if there's cool people, there's cool people. Doesn't matter about what you necessarily look like or anything.
It's about how you vibe.
It's about how you vibe, I think.
Okay, right. But, right. When
I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah, when you're at singing, when someone wants to join in that you don't want them to join in, how do you deal with that?
Fuck off.
Really, you just have to say like...
Yeah, or just say no. Be polite.
Yeah, you say no.
But if then they... And we've had it where they're... Like, there's a... What you'll tend to find is, like, you'll be doing whatever. And then, again, depending on the night, you'll get... guys just fucking...
Then we had an experience, didn't we, where, like, some guy, like, touched me.
Yeah, and he wouldn't stop.
And I was like, Finn...
And is it, I
wouldn't say,
and
like, assuming would take those, no for an answer.
Yeah, and I assume in those spaces, very much you got to ask first.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't, like, the doorman normally and security are really good. Mm. And if you get reported, then you'll get
We go, our sort of local club is Vanilla Alternative, up VA. They don't even have doorman. That's how safe it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, like, and 9 times out of 10, we'll only attend, like, single females or couples only.
Okay, yeah.
So you've automatically got rid of the whole, you know, single male threat. Yeah. Which is very interesting because a female could be the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the male in a couple.
And the male in a couple.
Yeah, because what do you do when... Is it awkward when someone's like, can I join in? And then you have to be like, no.
Because you're, like, not attracted to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
We've had that. Or like one person in the sort of couple is really hot and then the other's like...
Yeah.
But again, we go off vibes, so it's not... I mean, I'm not the most attractive bloke in the world. Do you know what I mean? So it's weird. the amount of women I've probably had to they've had to endure me just so they could get to you.
I don't think that's true.
No, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you're both equally loved. Thank you. Yeah, but there must be people where it's like the couple, they're quite mismatched. I mean, I see that on dating apps sometimes. Mm. Like,
I guess you've just got to be okay with taking rejection.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then you're in the wrong place, I think.
It's like...
Yeah, because I saw that documentary, I think it was Channel 4 did on swingers, and there was a couple who was at a club and I don't think anyone played with them. And the woman was crying because of it.
Aww.
And it was a bit like, awkward. Yeah.
I think
I think you just got to be able to read the room as well, haven't you? Like, read who you're talking to, like body language and
but
stuff.
But be mentally fully prepared for that. Like, and it's even like say a new couple into it. Yes, we've been doing this whole sex work for a long time.
Yeah,
we kind of do this for our living, but we still have boundaries.
Of course,
we still have to communicate because this is not for transaction in a way. You know, this ain't for like. You know, like an OnlyFans thing or paid work. This is actual kind of real sort of life.
Yeah.
Even though we just class it as fun, you know, so it's not, no one's running away with anyone or anything like that. But have that boundary and have that like sort of chat.
And are you, when you're at the club, right, do you like a bed or a swing?
Glory holes.
Glory holes.
They're so fun.
Yeah. Get me in there as well.
Oh,
yeah, he will suck a dick.
Will you? Do you suck dick?
Yeah.
We've sucked dick together. It was fun.
Yeah. Nice.
And he probably thought it was her as well.
Yeah. Do you know whose dick it belongs to?
Nope.
That's what makes it fun.
That's
I guess.
Makes it great.
Yeah. Well,
the thing is with our work, we've got to be super careful with certs and like, you know, like the whole... Yeah, you know, because we're tested every 2 weeks in our job.
Yeah.
But what we tend to do, if we do go on these sort of swinging nights, we'll always bag up anyway, so it's always safe sex. But we'll make sure we're not filming for like 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
If we're doing the whole, we go into glory holes or stuff like that. Because we've got December coming up and we're having a bit of a break, aren't we?
We are. We're having a break. We are purposely having a break from collabing, so December's going to be our fun month.
Yeah,
fun
Ooh, month. You've yeah. got one hair just...
Have I?
There.
Is it gone?
Just an excuse to touch, wasn't it?
Hey.
Just wanted to pet you.
Thanks.
Also, about the same way, you could just shift just a slightly bit, just because it's a bit profile. Just,
this way?
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Perfect.
Yeah, so, right. So, do you remember your first time cucking in front of him?
I do.
Oh my God, what was the first time?
How did it go?
Oh, it was Tony Rope.
When you put me in a cage.
It was.
You were in a cage.
You had the red blindfold on first and a cage, and you were sat in the corner.
That was great.
And were you? Did you feel nervous about that, or were you just...
Well, I tell you what I felt nervous about. It was my first BBC ever.
Oh.
And Tony was a great guy to work with. And how it was big? The first time...
He's about nine.
Nine, but he's very girthy.
Well...
And I'm very petite. Same. Down there.
Petite ladies.
Yeah. Well,
he's bigger than me soft, like when I'm hard.
Wow.
And I'm like, I look at it, I'm like...
But he was gentle. And so we did like the whole BBC thing first and the cuckold first. And it was so much fun.
And was that filmed?
Yes.
It was filmed, yeah.
So your first time doing the cucking was for camera?
Yeah.
And then when did you do it personally?
Same sort of time frame.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd say because Belle was a bit hesitant at first with the whole swinging.
Mm.
We kind of had to just give the little gentle... Because I think for you, you didn't understand, you didn't know what to expect, did you?
No, I didn't.
Which is strange.
Which
because...
is so weird, because I work in sex work.
Yeah.
So why would I not be, like, super open and free about, like, sharing my partner?
Mm.
But, like, work is different because it's transactional when it's on camera.
Yeah.
And then for me, in my head at the time, it was like, well, swinging's emotional. What if she... And it's, like, stupid, like, insecurity things, like, what if she's better than me? Or, like... Like, what if it changes anything? Like, I'm a massive overthinker, so I was overthinking everything. And then we did it, and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, so I guess it turned you on, didn't it?
Yeah, it does now.
Yeah, because I honestly don't know. I would like to fuck a guy in front of another guy. Yeah, I'd like that. But would I want to be cucked?
In the degradation side of it.
Yeah, I don't know if I would want to watch. I think I would only want to watch him fuck another girl if I was involved. Yeah, so how did you get your head around that, doing the other way around? Were you just up for it?
Sorry to answer this for you, but I think it kind of happened by accident. I think it was something to do with you on that time of the month.
Oh.
So Belle couldn't work.
Well, I couldn't.
Yeah, she couldn't work. So we were like, oh, how should we get around this?
Mm.
And then it's like, right, okay, well, we could kind of, let's try this. And then I think that's how it kind of, actually, you were like, oh, do you know what? I actually quite like this. This is different.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's what it was like.
But I have always got involved like a little bit.
Yeah. You've always come in and you normally lick the jizz off the other girl or out.
Clean your jizz up.
And I do that as well. Other guys' jizz.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with your mouths.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you like the taste of cum?
Do you know what? Not normally, but your cum doesn't taste bad. So I don't mind your cum.
It's hit and miss, isn't it?
Other guys' cum sometimes can be a bit lumpy or a bit smelly or just like...
You never
I like
know.
It on me. So, for example, I'd happily take 10 facials all at once. But would I take 10 loads in my mouth? Probably not.
That's why your skin's so good.
Thanks.
It must be them.
four years old, you know.
Yeah.
Right?
You're what?
I'm 40.
Yeah, you look so much younger than that.
It's all the jizz.
Yeah, that is gotta... that's gotta fucking help.
Have you ever seen a guy called... do you know Matt the Plasterer? Mr. Money Shot?
So I know, but the name makes sense.
He has got the
biggest
load
I've ever seen
in the
life.
Industry.
What?
Hands down. Like,
what makes a man have a big load? Is that genetic?
I feel like I want to show you a photo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, show me a photo. Yeah.
So basically, he's got the biggest load, and we did a cuck scene with Lily Phillips a few weeks ago.
Oh.
And basically...
Were you the cuck or the...
Yeah, I was the cuck, but I was fucking as well.
Yeah.
And basically, he jizzed over her, like, pussy area.
Yeah.
And honestly, wait until you sit there. I mean, yeah, just... That's one man's...
Let me just turn the sound on.
What the fuck? Yeah. How's that possible?
I don't know. That is real.
It's what? That must be something he eats.
Well, he just says he doesn't really... He just eats... like chicken nuggets and chips or something like that, isn't it?
And drinks beer. Yeah.
Chicken nugget chip juice.
Yeah. But honestly, his load to eat was like, I was like, it's just, nah, not for me.
Oh, but like, does he do retention?
He doesn't. I think it's 2 days.
It's mad, isn't
that
it?
That amount after 2 days.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane.
It's pretty impressive. Like.
Jesus.
Yeah. So yeah, a lot of the big industry companies... obviously
use fake shit. Yeah,
yeah, but they want him, you know, to go out.
So can you that is like crazy that having a big load makes you a big, like, what a world we live in.
There's a big niche, like, he gets girls from like South America to fly to London. There's a girl who comes from Peru just to do cum walks with his load.
I mean, he wouldn't actually have to fly him over. He'd just shoot a load and it'll probably reach Peru or whatever. Yeah.
It's like seafoam.
Fuck. Yeah, I couldn't... If that big of a load was in my mouth, I think I would just...
I don't think I could have it in my mouth.
Yeah.
It's hard though. I do love... I think I've got like a cum fetish.
Do you? Yeah, do you like being covered in it?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. I just don't like it in my eye. Like, a guy shot in my eye the other week as well, and I'm like, oh.
Do you like it when he's covered in cum?
Yeah, we filmed a really, like, and it was for work, but we filmed a really hot cuckold scene with Lexus. And the ending was, like, he was, like, fucking me doggy, and you were laying underneath my pussy. Uh-huh. And he, like, cum on my pussy, and it dripped in his mouth. And then we cum swap. It was really hot.
That's love right there, guys.
It is. Try
it. That's a supportive couple.
It is. The thing is, you can't point fingers if you don't try things, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to like something unless you try
ticks
it.
In boxes.
And what do you have many negative reactions from people, do you think?
Depends what target or depends what audience you hit, especially on the socials. Mm. If you're like hitting the sort of, you know, sort of Bible states, or do you know what I mean? You know the score.
Yeah.
It depends kind of what comments you're going to get.
Do you get any in real life, like people being like...
No. Not to our face anyway.
Yeah.
I think times are changing, and I think times are changing for the good. I think people are just like, do you know what I mean? No one's hurting anyone,
right? Yeah, and as long as everything's consensual.
I think, do you know what? I've had more intrigue than... hate, especially when I go back to the Isle of Man. Everyone's like, oh my god, like, you're a legend,
right? Okay.
You know, because secretly everyone wants it.
Yeah,
but because you're actually doing it and you don't give a fuck. It's like anything, isn't it? I've learned that from being in the military and stuff. If you don't give a fuck, things start just stop. It's when you rise and then you're creating that reaction.
Yeah,
then they feed off it.
Definitely.
Well, how can you slag someone off if they don't care?
Yeah.
It's just like, whatever.
Hey, so you worked with Lily Phillips.
Yeah.
Have you worked with famous men? Have you done Johnny Sins?
I haven't done Johnny, but I've done J-Mac, Kieran Lee,
Geordie.
Who else? Emmanuel Ferrara.
Whoa.
And I've worked with Sherry DeVille.
Ooh.
Abigail Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we've worked with Abigail.
So some of the, like, you know, big...
Yeah.
Big American people, which is cool. And for us, I think it may be a change for them to work with kind of just like...
Normal
your
people.
Sort of average couple from, I don't know, the Isle of Man.
The average Manx couple.
Whereas I think they get... I think reality is selling more than mainstream.
Definitely.
And I think they're probably trying to... They're cottoning onto this.
And, I do think, though, that people like generally like to watch more amateur shot stuff.
Yeah,
there's definitely a place for, you know, crisp production, but funny. I feel like a lot of people want it to be more real, like they could actually be there.
Yeah, because I don't know how many people like that. What's it, the advert you always get for on Pornhub, and it's like the, what's that company do the sort of porn, it's sort of slapstick comedy?
Brazzers.
Brazzers.
Yeah, with Danny Day.
Yeah, it's very like... Which I feel like a lot of people actually just want to watch shit that looks like it's been filmed for Snapchat. They do, because
it's relatable, right?
Yeah, literally.
It's just so relatable. And I think that's why maybe we do okay on certain things, because we are just that average sort of couple. Like, we are what you see is what we get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, we're not bullshitting anyone.
Mm-hmm. Who that is not your partner that you filmed a scene with actually made you come?
Oh my God, that's a really good question.
Mm. Everyone for me.
It's different for men, isn't it?
It is everyone for you.
Winner, winner.
This is going to go right to his head if he watches this, but it was Kieran Lee.
Oh, Kieran Lee. How? Was it because of...
Kieran.
How did he do it?
Well, like, he is actually the first male creator that I've ever worked with who actually brought a vibrating wand, like, into the scene.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
And so,
it's fake.
Well, no, because
I'm gonna get Kieran to watch this.
So, as he was fucking me, I had the wand on my clit, and that is the one way you can make me come.
Right. Without okay. Fail. Yeah. Yeah. That role. Does. That's a fail safe.
Yeah. Mm. Not that he knew well. That, but
how big is Kieran Lee?
He's big.
I'm only saying
he's their friends, so they're friends. We're good. That's why he's winding him up. But he is big.
God.
But it was actually, so as I mentioned earlier, I'm quite petite, and I always struggled taking big dick until I worked with Danny D.
Right, so how did he work you into it?
We filmed like a cuck scene with him.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And like, he has got a massive dick.
Yes.
And it was struggling a little bit. And like, he literally just whispered in my ear, "Open your fucking pussy for me." And literally my muscles just went, bloop.
Whoa.
And literally, and it must have been a psychological thing, but ever since that moment, I've been able to take big dick.
Yeah. Wow, so Danny D unlocks your vagina.
He did.
That's mad. Well done, Danny D, unlocking vaginas everywhere. Because his must be like, what, over 10 inches or something insane?
And it's like thing. Thick and heavy.
Jesus.
Then I used his cum as lube and fucked you.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Wow. That's a nice cum Sunday activity. Yeah.
It's great lube. What? Not just good for the face, good for lube.
What do you guys do for Valentine's Day then? How do you like make it special?
I don't know where we can go.
Do something here. Normal.
Yeah, we do.
Go
actually,
bowling.
Yeah. Just go bowling.
To the parkades.
Yeah. Yeah, at that point, you just got to go Wetherspoons, haven't you? Yeah. And that's like a. Unusual activity.
Oh yeah, pint of Strongbow.
Yeah.
I just think we're so
WWKD.
We're just so hard at work. It's this game. I think a lot of your viewers may not understand how hard this is. Like, it's not.
It's a 24/7.
It's a 24/7 job. You don't just get your tits out. It's all about marketing. It's all about, you've got to stay on top of things.
But you have to make time for yourselves.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. How do you do like? Make sure the sex isn't just you're doing it for the camera all the time.
Well, we've been in that position where like, we haven't fucked in a few months off camera,
right?
Because we're just so. And the thing is, other things in life come in. I get ill, she gets ill, or what, you know. So things like, you know, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, you need to plan it
So that's when you'd be like, we'll take a break and
have a bit of time for us.
But we've actually created a schedule for next year already. Because we've kind of like, and we've already planned out our whole year. So like the first half of the month is going to be our collab window. Mm-hmm. So for the first 2 weeks of every month, that's when we'll do all of our collabs. And then the second 2 weeks will be like just for us doing admin and stuff. But we've planned in date nights and everything, haven't we?
Yeah.
One date night, one swing night. So then you're not, you know what I mean? It's great.
And I know it feels a bit weird, like having to plan in a date night and time together just so we get it. But if you don't,
but loads of couples do that. You end normal up jobs,
just like never actually going and doing normal things, like I don't know, going to York for the day or going to the cinema or going bowling or you know, just doing normal stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. I find that also like I don't do like OnlyFans collabs really anymore, but just like. I'll be like, okay, I just need to not log into OnlyFans on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, that's your like day.
Yeah. To yourself. Then it can be hard because you're like, losing money.
Yeah. It's weird, isn't it? You can't really, But it's your business.
Yeah.
So like, it's like anything really. If you, it's like anyone who's self-employed, if they don't work.
Exactly. You know,
I think.
Find once, shake that ass.
I do prefer being self-employed though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What were you guys doing before?
So I was actually a HR manager for a company up in London.
Love that.
Yeah.
Little slut. HR slut.
Yeah, were you a slutty?
Well, I actually started OnlyFans when I was working there, but they didn't know about it.
Ooh.
So I was doing it in secret for a little while.
Wasn't your fantasy to fuck your boss?
That was a different job. That was the job before that in Brighton. And then when I did my very first pro scene, which was Pascal Subsluts, we used that as the storyline and we even called him by his actual name in the story. And then literally about 2 years later, I get a message on Instagram from him because he'd seen the scene and he was like, was that actually real?
No.
And I was like, yeah. And he was like, I wish I'd known.
Oh my God.
There you go, kids. It happens.
Did you ever sleep with him?
No.
Oh.
It was just always one of those like fantasy
things. So did you actually fancy him or was it just like...
Do you know what I did at the time? Like, because you know when certain people have that kind of like dominance about
authority
about them? Like he was a bit of like a Brighton mod kind of older guy. And he just had this kind of like thing.
Right.
A bit of like a bad boy type person. And so at the time, when I was in my 20s working there, it was just...
Yeah,
that's going
to
be.
I was in Brighton in my 20s as well.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I went to uni there, and then
that's how I ended up moving down there because our friend went to uni down there. So when I was 18, 19, a group of us moved down there, and then I was there for 12 years.
Yeah, I was there for seven years altogether. Yeah.
It is a great place.
Oh, it is.
Although I haven't been there for years, so I don't know what it's like now.
But... I guess that's why you got into the kink stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's a lot of that in Brighton.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Bristol and there's quite a lot of that there as well.
Very similar places, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. It's that kind of alternative uni.
I've never actually been to any kink in Bristol.
Singer-songwriters.
I only went to like clubs in Bristol because I was into like a lot of psytrance back in the time. Yes. And so I would go raving to Tribe of Frog in Bristol.
Yeah, it's really good for raving. Mm-hmm. I would say, I don't know about the kink. They do have kinks. I mean, they have the swingers club there that's like a sort of open swingers club. But I can imagine, now don't take this personally, Bristol, people in Bristol. But I can imagine the kink scene in Bristol... It's not as good looking as the kink scene in Brighton or London, I reckon.
I would, yeah.
Agree. They're just a bit more crusty in Bristol, so they're a bit more...
A bit more crusty.
Yeah, you know?
More Banksy.
I love it because I agree with you.
Yeah, they're just a bit
offense,
more
Bristol.
Like...
That's it, Bristol hate is good. Yeah.
Whereas people in Brighton are sort of... It's usually just Londoners really living in Brighton. They're a bit more polished, a little bit more. That's all I'd say.
They're either really polished or they're like completely hippified.
Definitely. Yeah, it's one extreme or the other. Yeah. They're always on those like slack ropes, you know, in the park.
On the tree.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think... So do you guys describe yourselves as poly? Or not?
No, I wouldn't say we're poly.
No. I wouldn't want a relationship with anyone else. I wouldn't like want to open up our relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the difference, right?
Yeah.
Polly's like, you have romantic relationships with multiple people.
Well, I think we're kind of like a little hybrid of things, you know. It's kind of, we don't put ourselves in a set bracket, I'd say.
We just like having fun with other people sexually.
And normally it's couples, but if for whatever reason there was a solo girl and that happened, it kind of just happens. It's there's no like, or a solo guy as well. Like, there's not really, we're not in a set kind of thing, are we?
We get, I would say, like, attracted more so to couples than anyone else.
Yes.
Just because the dynamics are very equal.
It's equal.
Would you guys both describe yourselves as bi?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I dated a girl actually when I was like 17.
Oh, really?
And I got them to take pictures for me a few years ago.
We're just friends now.
Yeah.
But we met up and you did get us to take pictures.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Because you don't get many men like being openly bi.
I love it.
Anymore, yeah. I wish more men would.
And it's so hot watching him suck a dick.
I like watching gay mm-hmm.
Do you know
gay dudes.
A lot of women say that.
They bloody love it.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah, I think it is. I've dated like mostly bi men, I would say, probably. I think because bi men tend to be more also like okay with like sex work and things like that.
It's a bit more open.
Yeah.
I love trans females.
Right.
That's my kink.
Nice.
Like both like pre and post op as well.
You sort of got the
You got best a bit of everything, worlds. Right?
Yeah.
It's just greedy.
I used to go to Thailand a lot and it was just, I think again in an early age that got me into this
whole military thing.
Yeah, going like kind of lads. Random, whoa, what's going on here? Like, okay, and then just getting stuck in amongst it.
Do you think you both have the same level sex drive?
Yes.
Well, that works well.
Yes. I'd say so.
Yeah.
I don't think it would work so well.
I don't think you can do it in our job. And we see
No.
it. We see it with mainly guys, not all. But some who put themselves through hell, and that doesn't work.
Yeah.
And then a lot of guys, like, inject.
Oh, God. So have you seen that on set, people injecting?
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, I'm all for, like, enhancements.
Injecting,
you know,
in the cock, by the way, guys, if you didn't know.
And, like, I get it. It's more stressful for guys. And so I get, like, Excuse you know, me. Taking a little bit of, like, Viagra or whatever, like, you know. And I think... the injecting the penis is like next level, because also where do you go with that, like if you have to do that all of the time, like, does that affect your personal life?
Also, can you come if it's injected?
I think so.
No, you can actually.
We've seen,
because it's very big in America.
Right. In America it is 98%, even creators, so what? Not just pro people. It's
what do they inject it with?
I don't know. It's some It stop doesn't it Grow stop juice. The blood flow or something? It like shuts something. So what you'll tend to find is guys just before the scene, I'm just going to the toilet. They come back and then they'll start like massaging. It's weird.
But then it's also very hard on like a pro set as well, because all very stop start, take some photos, do a bit of filming, do this, do that, and then to try and keep a boner, it's going to be very hard.
And
so I can see why people do it.
Yeah.
In the pro world, it's encouraged. I think there's companies out there that won't even hire you if you don't inject.
Really?
Because they can't guarantee that you're like going to work.
Because it's money, isn't it, at the end of the day? They're spending thousands on a scene, thousands on a girl, and then if the guy rocks up and...
True. It's fucking hard as a guy doing.
Really hard.
You've got to be just like naturally very horny.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's definitely a lot harder for the guys. Mm. Like, you know, with the girls, we can just whack some lube up there.
Yeah,
and it's fine, you know. Whereas the guys actually, the scene's not gonna work unless they get hard.
And the timing of the coming.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just make a point? I'm not anti. We're both not anti injection.
Oh no, not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of like not. I personally wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
but if needs must, like if that's what they need, like
yeah.
Does it hurt?
Needs to happen?
I don't know. I don't think so. I've never done it, but I know some guys have to. You get one bit of whatever for to make it hard, then you have to get another one to make it soft. But sometimes guys have mistaken that, so put the wrong one in.
There's two different drops.
Yeah, so it's like the blue and red pill.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pleased I don't have to... Yeah, I'm thankful for lube, so I don't have to inject my vagina to make it wet or dry.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
and
that?
Also, like, if you're going on a set or you're going, like, you know, to collab or whatever, you're not always necessarily, like, naturally wet anyway.
Oh, no. Do you ever watch this podcast and think, God, I'd be a lot more interested in what she has to say if she was naked? Well, guess what? You can find me naked over on my OnlyFans. Yes, I am willing to do a lot of things for money. That's right. My OnlyFans is the only place where you can see explicit content of me and also talk to me directly in my DMs. I also have an Admire Me VIP, which you can also subscribe to. It's mostly the same content, but I also have a premium shop there where you can buy explicit videos of me without a subscription. And you can find both these websites at www.catbaker.co.uk, where you can find all your fapping needs. That's it. It's www.catbaker.co.uk. What were we like? We're going to say,
L'Oreal, because you're worth it.
I actually got a fringe cut in recently. Isn't that crazy? Life changing.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes, no editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
And stuff. Yeah.
When you were saying you were going to get a fringe cut, and I thought you were going like full on bangs.
So did I. And then the hairdresser was like to me, he was like, do this length, have it for a month, then decide if you want to go shorter. I was like, okay, hairdresser, I will
listen
think
to
on
you.
That. I was like, I'll take your advice. Yeah, I was debating on my Instagram stories for a while. Should I get a fringe?
I saw some of your stories.
I have just like OnlyFans creators on my close friends, the girls, and I post stuff on there sometimes.
Oh,
and they're really funny. Your posts
are. They are pretty funny, to be honest.
But yeah, so you do? Did you ever do escorting?
Yes.
Do you still do it?
Occasionally.
Ah, do you do it?
No, but I'm open to it.
Right, okay, yeah. I guess there's like... No, there is a fair demand for men.
There is...
And for couples as well.
It's mainly for the couple and cuckolding sessions.
Ooh.
So like, we've been asked to do it, and a few of our friends do it, and they say, you can make a lot of money doing that.
So like, another couple would request another couple, or a single person?
It's normally a single guy. That wants to either watch a couple and like be cooked.
And then clean up.
Oh,
so it's kind of
that
cool
would
for
be
me.
A good days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you just get paid a flat fee and you just fuck
just
in front
of
the guy,
someone, yeah.
Fucking you miss it.
Yeah,
20 minutes.
Yeah,
Bob's your uncle. I'm done. See you later.
That would be great. Yeah. So, have you had any of those requests?
We've had it, but we've not. To be fair, we've just been so busy getting the sort of brand up to where we want it to be, in a way.
And doing our YouTube and our OFTV.
And you know, it's just endless, isn't it? It's just, there's no time.
What are you doing on OFTV?
We are doing history.
Really?
Yeah, we are.
That's brilliant.
We go around castles and, yeah.
And did they ask you to do something, or is it you
no,
just do it
No, we
yourself?
Just did it ourselves. Mm. But they're pretty stringent on what they accept.
Right, they want like the safe work.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to do the standard cooking.
Yeah,
yoga.
Some girl eating a cookie.
outfit hauls. We wanted to do just something that had a bit of like...
Just a bit of like, because I love creating. Like I love getting behind the camera. I love sitting and editing. I've got that sort of musician background where I could just sit and do it for hours. And it's you know, it looks, I'd like to think it looks good. It's like a mini documentary, like a 5-6 minute documentary of just like walking around a castle. Obviously, I get Belle to wear revealing...
Something slutty, of course.
Revealing that. Sorry, I don't get you to wear. You wear. That was very chauvinistic of me. But yeah, no, it's pretty cool. I enjoy them. We need to do more, actually. Yep, thanks for reminding me.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
What's the most amount of women you've seen in fucking Mongo?
Something we haven't done yet.
No, we actually keep talking about a reverse gangbang.
Mm.
Ooh.
But we haven't done it yet.
No, we haven't.
What is the most amount of women?
Yeah, what do you think you could do?
Three?
No, way more. We've done gangbangs.
Oh, yeah, we've done gangbangs, but they were mixed. Although, actually, in...
The one in Wales?
Yeah, or the Blondes Bottom.
Blondes Bottom, yeah.
That was five.
Yeah.
There were five blondes.
I love it because most couples were like, remember we went to that trip to Greece and what was it we had? Was it the Taramislata? And you're like, do you remember when you had the five women in the arsehole? That was, when was that? Was that when we went to...
I can't have anything up my ass because I've got piles.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Fucking horrendous. It's emotional because I'm like, yeah, I'll get fucked.
Is that a hemorrhoid?
Yeah. Got it in the military. You haven't left. I don't know.
How'd you get them in the military?
Just like sat in cold, wet, lifting heavy weights and straining. And
oh my God.
Yeah. I think it's quite common.
I haven't had a hemorrhoid yet.
I've had one. And it was horrendous.
Grim.
It was actually when I had my breast augmentation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was on quite a lot of strong painkillers, not realising that I was going to get like super bunged up. And it basically, without being too grim, because you don't want to know the gory details, it gave me a hemorrhoid.
Well, I was saying this, I had a nose job a few weeks ago, right? And the codeine, is what makes... I had diarrhoea.
What?
Yeah, the antibiotics gave me diarrhoea.
Nothing wrong with that.
And then I had...
I'm so jealous.
I know. So I was taking codeine to plug myself up.
Oh.
And for the fun of it, codeine's great.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
I'm so jealous that happened because I got so bunged up. And I'm really sorry for the grim details. I was literally having to stick my fingers to scoop out because it was so hard.
Whoa.
I couldn't get it out.
I've done that before, yeah.
What, on her or to yourself?
To myself.
Right.
Oh, saying that, there's a story.
I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
Oh, yeah, you ready for this?
Go on then. Come on.
We were supposed to be doing a clam and we were driving up to Manchester, right? But I was like, right, we're going to the... I need to stop at the doctor's, the A&E or whatever, because I had an appointment for my ass. Anyway, well, no, I'll tell you what, I'll digress here. She had to shove this stuff up my ass, didn't you? Because I had to have a colonoscopy, right? And they got the wrong fucking thing. They looked in the wrong place.
What hole did they look in?
Well, they went in. They didn't go as far around as they should have done, basically.
Oh.
But anyway, forget that.
I had to put this fluid. Yeah. I had to do
enema, yeah.
And so I basically, like, you had to lay on the bed on your side.
And we recorded it as well.
Go in.
You recorded it? Yeah. What, did you sell it?
We haven't yet, actually. I don't know where that footage is.
Do you think someone would buy it?
Someone would buy it.
Yes, God, that's the world we live in, isn't it? Someone would buy that.
But anyway, right, I'm coming back to it. So we had a collab in Manchester, went to the doctors, and he goes, "Are you feeling around my ass?" And I thought I was just there for a fucking checkup or something. He goes, "Right, I'm going to take him out." I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Right, just..." Anyway, he banded them there and then, honestly. I couldn't move. So we had to cancel the class.
He walked out into the waiting room where I was, because I didn't know that we didn't know this was going to go on. And he walked out, looked at me, handed me this bit of paper in silence, and just walked to the bathroom. And I was like, and he was white. I was like, what?
Wait,
the heck,
so what you mean
happened?
They put like a band around the
hemorrhoids? Yeah.
He looked like he'd just been like proper violent.
Still didn't fall off. Still there today.
What, they didn't fall off?
No.
So does that really hurt?
Fucking, I struggled to shit the other day on Saturday.
Oh.
So he really wants to be pegged but can't.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm so
that's
sorry.
That's the bottom line of the story. I want to get pegged but I can't.
You can't. Yeah. Oh. Okay, right, okay. Damn. Well, I hope you have a hemorrhoid-free arse at some point.
Probably not.
And so do I, because I really want to peg him.
Yeah, and you can achieve your dreams.
This is my good defense system against getting pegged.
Why would you not want to be pegged?
Because you ruin me.
Yeah, but that's where your G-spot is.
Yeah. Have you done much pegging?
Yeah. She does. I love it.
I've not done it.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, it's so much fun.
But have you got the... Are you good? Are you able to get a good rhythm?
I think it depends what position I'm in. Mm. But I would say I've got quite a good rhythm.
Because I do often...
It is hard, though.
Yeah.
And, like, kudos to men. Because, do you know what?
I'll give them that.
It is hard work.
I'll take that.
Yeah, because I am sometimes like, God, I can't be arsed. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, I'm just going to lie here and take it. Yeah, I like doing that. And so, and I am sometimes, I'm like, yeah, that does look like hard graft. Well done, lads.
Yeah. Well done.
Especially when you're doing like DVP or DP and you're in these weird positions. And then you've got to think of camera, because like doing DVP or DP is very hard, getting those camera angles, especially if you're filming it.
Double
yourself.
Penetration for the amateurs at home.
Or double vaginal.
Which
is great, by the way, everyone.
If you've done that
with
your tiny whiny vagina.
Yeah, and I didn't think it was gonna work.
How the fuck? How?
I think I was just so relaxed. It was my first ever gangbang, and it was like this, like with a bunch of
American
friends.
Was I watching? No, I was actually on a lilo in the pool.
So it was my first ever gangbang, but all of the guys were really nice. They all knew each other, so they all bounced off of each other really well. Like, yes. No pun intended.
And you bounced off them.
And I bounced off them. And like, they'd asked me prior, like, do you want to try it? Mm. And I was like, yeah, we'll try it. And it just worked.
Naturally.
Fuck. And was it two big guys or was it?
Well, so one of them was huge. Steve Riggs, his name is. Yeah, he's huge. And if I'm honest, I can't remember who the other one was.
Oh.
Who was it? Was it Jay Beck?
Kyle.
Or was it Kyle?
I can't remember.
It
was a good scene.
Did it feel good?
I felt full.
Yeah.
But it didn't hurt, but I was so wet that like I didn't tear or rip or anything.
With it, you're only getting one cock really doing the work anyway, so you've just...
One person pretty much stays still.
You get an anchor, so that's the person on the bottom.
Right. This is physics now, people.
That's the technical term. So you get the anchor, maybe usually the biggest dick out of the two. Then you get the other cock. That is the one that's fucking, basically.
Right. So
Do you know what I mean?
Kind of like a...
It's just stretching you out a bit.
Yeah, kind of like a tent peg.
Yeah, and then another tent peg is rubbing
against it. I know. Yeah, and then the other one's sort of like a mallet or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
And then if you get in sync, you can have a bit more.
And then there's a bit of pleasure for the guys with their penises rubbing together.
You get a lot
it's
of male performance. It's a
bit like trying to spark a fire.
Yeah.
The two bits of two sticks.
But you'll get male performers who are like, nope, I'm not doing that, because they don't like the touching of penis.
I mean,
which is fair enough.
Yeah,
that's their prerogative.
Have you done the double penetration, the butt and the V?
No, so like my butthole is pretty much a virgin.
Yeah,
that's our golden ticket.
Yeah,
well, yeah. One I've like, but even in personal life, I just haven't really. Do you know what? Yeah. I'm scared of getting hemorrhoids.
you've seen what can happen. When it goes.
I have like butt plugs and like, you know, cheeky fingers are fine. And I've got like a really thin dildo, which I don't mind, but I'm just a little bit nervous of my butthole.
I can do butt plugs, but that's it. I can't.
And you're not going to be seeing any rosebuds anytime soon.
Oh, that is like rosebudding is. Yeah.
Mm. Our good friend.
Freaks me out a bit.
But some people like stick all kinds up their butt. We were talking about figging earlier, weren't we?
Figging, what's that? Yeah. You've not heard of it? It's like a BDSM kind of...
Is it like a fetish
It used to be a punishment, actually. So basically, you know ginger?
As in like the like raw ginger?
Yeah. Raw ginger. So you cut a bit of raw ginger off into like a
butt plug shape.
Yeah, or a spike or whatever. And then you shove it up your ass.
That definitely sounds like a Bristol thing.
Let's go for a better figure.
What? But what's the point in that? What does it do?
I think it's that whole kind of pain pleasure
thing. Yeah, because the ginger.
It's spicy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's meant to be pretty brutal, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared to try
Patreon.
It,
how? Are you ready?
Yeah, we're going into figging, are we? Are we getting figged up?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Have you got any ginger?
God. Right. We are going to be going into Patreon now.
Okay.
But before we do that, we're going in a bit more filthily, talk a bit more disgustingly, right? But before we do that, have you got any advice you'd give to people at home looking to get into cucking and swinging?
Just be yourselves and communicate. That's, I think that is the most important thing. Stay true to yourself. If you're not into it, you're not into it. But always try it. Like, you don't have to go through the whole thing. You can say no.
You don't have to do the degradation thing if you don't want to. That's, it can be done like in like a fun, like loving way.
Yeah.
And just because you've watched each other fuck 20 people does not mean you love each other any less.
Exactly.
Oh, 100%. In fact, more. Who wouldn't?
It's more love to go around.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all about sharing the love.
Hey, you only live once in life. And, you know, I think all this relationship crap was forged in control anyway. So it's all bullshit. Have fun. Fuck everyone. Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. Stay safe. Yeah. And you guys, real life cucks on like socials. I'll link everything down below and your individual socials.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thanks,
it's been a pleasure. So we are going to walk into this Patreon now. So we do a little walking on the ground. Bye, everyone. Bye. Off we walk.